This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
I can't bear to hear you cry.
Fish Fry Friday is tomorrow. Again, our second stop. This one in Cottleville at the Knights of Columbus. So, you know, I mentioned Chris Smith's going to be a guest tomorrow on the 5 o'clock hour. He texted and said, we're not going to be in a tent tomorrow. I'm like, I don't think so. A tent would be a bad idea with high winds like that. There are a couple that we've done where we've kind of been outside.
Yeah.
Not the one in Cottleville, but remember we went to O'Fallon.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And it was nice that
really
day.
It really was.
It was really cool. That's when we had, remember,
the
veteran.
We had the
But we had the veteran dogs. That came in. I can't remember his name, and he passed away,
remember?
He was
so wonderful, yep.
He was a fighter pilot in World War II. That was amazing. All right, so earlier this week, and I think a lot of people out there have probably seen the video of this, you had a high school sprinter in Virginia. And if you see the video of this, I mean, this chick is trying to defend herself, but she's running.
She can't.
She's losing, and it appears as if, and the reason it appears as if is because it was as if she was smacking her opponent on the back of the head with a baton. And here's something I just noticed, Sue. The reason I bring this up today is because she's now been charged with assault.
Well,
and
good.
I agree. I'll get to that in a second. But in the New York Post, they actually have a lip reader who's trying to weigh in here.
Oh, that's funny.
Let's say, I guess they say this doesn't really offer you that much information. While the speed at which the girls were running and the distance the camera away from the track hampered the audio and video quality, one expert believes she figured out what Everett said. Get off and hey-o. Okay, well, that doesn't really...
Hey-o?
Yeah, I don't know. That doesn't really do anything. But here's... Let me play you what the victim says and what the girl who's now been charged with a crime. She keeps doing interviews out there. I think she was even on... Good Morning America, essentially denying that she did anything wrong. So here's what the victim, the girl that got whacked in the head, said.
In the video, Everett is seen on the inside track running the 4x200 relay at the Virginia State High School League Championships when junior Kaylin Tucker came around the outside on the corner.
That's when she hit me with the baton. I just felt a bang on my head, and then I fell off the track immediately.
Kaylin dropping her baton and reaching for her head. She was later diagnosed with a concussion.
Yeah, so she got whacked in the head.
Good
but
grief.
Here's the thing. I'm trying to figure out. Alila Everett is her name. She's a high school senior in Virginia. She claims that she lost her balance and accidentally hit the other girl while she was pumping her arms. Now, there's some legitimacy to the fact that you could lose your balance and have your arms flailing in a race like this. The problem is, not what happened. Okay.
And it's clear that she did not lose her balance.
Right. Again, they're trying to point toward different camera angles. I've looked at different camera angles.
This morning, Alila Everett, the track star at the center of that viral video showing her appearing to hit another runner in the head with the baton, is speaking out.
I would never do that on purpose. That's not in my character.
Everett says the incident is a complete misunderstanding, pointing to another angle of the race as proof.
The baton was literally, her arm was literally hitting the baton like this until she got a little ahead and my arm got stuck like this.
Yeah, I mean, nice try. right?
Yeah.
Tucker, the victim, I mean, if you see the video, it shows her kind of staggering and she falls down. And then they find out, you know, the medical personnel get there and they say that she has a concussion. Now, she's been charged with assault. This is a misdemeanor assault charge, assault and battery. I don't know what happens with this, but it has drawn a lot of attention. I'm a little shocked that she's out there trying to save her reputation because there's just not a whole lot of ways to look at this. I really haven't seen anyone take her side. Have you?
No.
And I'm surprised
because on video.
Yeah, right. Here's one thing that maybe adds, you know, takes away from some of the... the accusations here. These are two young African-American girls. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. If there was a white chick involved here, this would be a whole other dynamic. I promise you that.
Well, and it's hard to believe that if you were just losing your balance, you'd hit someone so hard to give them a concussion and knock them out of the race.
Yeah.
I mean, none of it makes sense.
No, it does not make
sense. What she's saying.
Which is why she's now charged with assault and battery. And I'm not sure her attorney's going to let her do any more interviews. All right. I'm going to have, and this is really something I'm looking forward to. I found this article, I think, more than a week ago in the Free Press. I love the Free Press. It's really where they're doing a lot of good journalism these days. By the way, if you go to the FP.com, you're going to find it's not all pro-Trump. Barry Weiss and her team over there, they raised some good questions about a lot of the issues of the day. But Madeline Kearns is one of the reporters, and she wrote on this free speech case about this woman named Rose Doherty. Rose is 74 years old, and they have, and sometimes we don't realize this, and I think it's been exposed a little bit more, Canada, Great Britain, New Zealand, Australia, they have the weirdest, you know, COVID, they were weird, and with the free speech stuff, they have the free speech police. So this is a woman who was protesting abortions. And again, she's 74 years old. She was put in handcuffs and arrested in Scotland last month. And her crime was simply standing outside of a hospital in Glasgow where abortions were performed. And she held up a sign that said, coercion is a crime. Here to talk only if you want. That's all she said. And they arrested her.
What?
And yeah. Well, this is what they do in Great Britain. They feel like they... You didn't watch... Remember I played the audio from Germany, from 60 Minutes.
Oh, that's right.
They're proud of this. They feel these are people who have been empowered to go after folks on social media for hate speech or whatever is deemed hate speech. In this situation, she's standing peacefully. I mean, this is where you want to look at the guaranteed free speech rights that we have here in this country. And I'm not talking about the one that the terrorist at Columbia University is trying to cite because he should have his ass kicked out of the country. And I think that's what's going to happen. But in this case, it is outrageous. And Madeline's not the only person who's having this happen to her. So, I'm sorry, Rose. Madeline is the author, Madeline Kern. She'll join us right after Sue's News.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.